for some football, baby.
High school football coverage on KMZA, your sports authority. On the radio, online at mscsports.net, or download the radio app. Let's go to the press box and get to the high school game of the week right here on 92.1 KMZA.
All right. Because 20. Includes the previous three. The only time defeated Centralia in the playoff was 1984. So trying to get the best of Centralia for the first time in a long year tonight.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is Dorsey Hall. Community National Bank means to me customer service for local customers. We have a great staff that know the community. They know our customers by name. They're able to help them, and we're able to provide more service in a uncomplicated way. When a customer walks through the door, we want them to be greeted with a smile and a hello and know that we are truly caring about serving them.
You feel right at home, right at home. Community National Bank.
And now joined by Jefferson County North head football coach Jeff Schneider after their 48-22 victory over Troy at home in the first round of the playoffs. First of all, coach, congratulations for getting here so far, and just want to get your overall thoughts from this past week.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it. I said this in a radio interview last week. I think Troy is a very well-coached team. I think they have one of the best passing attacks here in the small school up in northeast Kansas. Got up to a little bit of a slow start against them. We've kind of been a little notorious with them in that regard the last couple times that we played them. Kind of difficult for us to simulate that kind of passing attack in practice to the degree that which they do it. But once we I thought we did a good job of one, just staying calm and composed. They scored first and they scored the second touchdown of the game, but our guys didn't, they weren't rattled. We stayed composed, kept our focus and put a drive together with about 8 minutes left in that second quarter and got on the board right before half again to tie it. And then I thought we did a good job, in our run game. Our offensive line up front did a good job of creating some holes in the second half. We had some guys that were able to get in the end zone and just kind of warm down a little bit.
Yeah, soon to be league opponents, Troy, as they win 48-22, talking to Jefferson County North head football coach Jeff Schneider. And coach, kind of talking about your skill position players, I mean, looking at their lines, you had Connor Kearns, he had over 200 yards on the ground, didn't find the end zone, but Ethan Knoll found the end zone three times, and Grady Knoll found the end zone three times, two in the ground, and one over the air. What were some things that you liked about your skill position players this past week?
Well, that's kind of who we've been all year long. I think we do a good job. We have three very, very talented athletes to be able to distribute the ball to in our run game. I thought we've been pretty balanced throughout the entire season. You know, guys have had big games, but we've been pretty balanced throughout the entire time of spreading the ball around, and then everybody's been very effective. Hopefully that's been our calling card, and that's been who we have been up to this point. Hopefully that's, you know, tougher on defenses to be able to defend. Our passing game, we've been able to throw the ball, and have success with that too. You know, we had a receiving touchdown. We've had at least one every week, in this season. So we're trying to stay, you know, a little bit of balance in that regard. I think a lot of our stuff will start up front with our offensive line. We have a little bit of size. We've had some guys that have been together, and they've been able to create, you know, a little bit of balance there at the line of scrimmage, and we have athletes that have been able to take effect with that.
So now, Coach, you guys take on a very good Centralia team that has had a lot of success in the past, but I just want to start on what you know about the Centralia Panthers.
We played them several times over the last several years here. You know, long-standing tradition in Centralia. They've been a perennial 1A power. You know, they had a coaching change over the last couple of years, and they didn't really miss a beat. They just kept on clicking. They are a very good run team. They do a good job with their same thing that I just said before. Very good job with their offensive line up front. They are balanced with their skills. They have some speed in the backfield. You know, you think they keep graduating kids, and they seem to keep plugging a different name in there and a different kid in there, and continuing having the similar results. So, you know, very good program, very well coached.
Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it, and best of luck coming up against Centralia.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
That was Jefferson County North head football coach Jeff Schneider. Coming up next, we'll talk to Centralia head football coach Roger Holthouse. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to high school playoff football here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today, and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528, 336-3528.
I am joined by Centralia head football coach Roger Holthouse ahead of their game coming up against Jefferson County North. And coach, starting off with your guys' past win against Oskaloosa, you guys got to a good start in the first half and then kind of was able to cruise from there. Your overall thoughts on your win over Oskaloosa this past week?
Yeah, I thought Oskaloosa, they did a good job beginning here. They come out and ran about 5 minutes off the clock, little short passes, and it took us a little bit to adjust to it. And then I thought once we adjust to what they were trying to do, I thought the kids offensively played very well, and then defensively, once that did that first drive, I thought they played very, very well. So pleased with the first half, and it's a good win for us. And surviving advanced shirt, so that's always good.
Yeah, absolutely. And kind of talking about Jacob Flinney, how did he look? Is he still looking all right out there with his health?
Well, I always thought him, I think he looks faster without his ACL in there, so I don't know. But no, he's doing a good job for us. He runs the ball hard. I think throwing maybe has a little bit with his knee, but he needs to run the ball just fine too. So, I mean, not bad.
And coach, how nice is it to get so many guys involved? I mean, he had five guys find the end zone on the ground.
You know, we don't want to be a one man show, or a two man show. When you get three or four, that's hard to defend. And, you know, we had not only Quentin Reese, Quentin a couple times, Reese a couple times, Matt, Jacob, you know, Brody. So all those kids found the end zone. And, you know, that really, Jared, it's a credit to the really kind of brag on a little bit. It's the offensive line. You know, they've been pretty consistent, I thought, all year long. Opened some holes in there for us. And, so I just want to get a shout out to those guys, and they're doing a great job for us. And very, very consistent throughout the season.
Shifting to your regional matchup against Jefferson County North off of an NEKL split title. They've won three games in a row. They've been playing very well as of late. What are some things that you know about this Chargers team?
Got a very good quarterback, very good tailback, got a lot of seniors. A lot of those kids played here last year, so they're a very good football team. They're well coached. They're not going to beat themselves. We're going to beat them. We're going to have to go beat them. We're going to have to go do it. But again, they're a very good football team.
And Coach, you have seen a lot of playoff success. How so far has your team been able to meet your expectations in the playoffs so far?
They've been good. Our message is usually take it one game at a time, and the most important game is the one coming up, which will be Friday night. And don't worry about next week, because if you get beat next week, it's not going to come anyway. So just take it one game at a time. They've done a good job. Last year, I thought they did a good job with it.
And, Coach, last question for you. What has been your real point of emphasis in practice throughout the week? Like, what is the certain aspect of your game they've been working on the most leading up to this game on Friday?
It comes back to blocking. It comes back to tackling. You got to be able to do both. You got to be able to block and tackle. I don't care if it's the first game of the season or if you're playing the state title. If you can't block, you can't tackle, and especially against good teams like we're going to see Friday night.
Looking forward to seeing you guys once again in action. Coach, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it as always.
Thank you very much, Jared.
Now with Centralia head football coach Roger Holdhouse ahead of their game coming up against Jefferson County North. They'll be starting here in just a few mere minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Thank you. We are ready to go for another round of high school football playoffs here in Northeast Kansas. It'll be Cameron Seaver booting it away. One of the many, many seniors on this JCN squad. Back to return, Matt Becker. He's back deep. Also got Quentin Altifer, the freshman, and Reese Tanking as well. Altifer on the near side, and Becker deep in the middle, and Tanking on the near side. Waiting for the official to blow the whistle, and there it is. And here we go. This one is going to one hop, two hop, three hop, and roll to Becker. He'll pick it up. He's at the 25, goes to the far side, 30, 35, makes a man miss. Well, close to 35 as he's tackled actually at the 32-yard line. In solid field position to start for Jacob Plenty, who was, just battling an ACL tear. He's out there every single week. It's really phenomenal what he's been able to overcome.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, a kid who tears his ACL in his back just in a couple weeks, I mean, you got to give him all the credit in the world for being that tough.
Let's go ahead and take a look at our starters. First for Centralia as they hustle to the line, starting from left to right on the offensive line, Brett Heideman, Ben Haberkamp, Mason Stahlbomber at center. Here's a keeper up the middle for Jacob Plenty. Not much doing there. And at right guard is Colton Slater. Will Steinlogge on the end of that offensive line. And taking a look at the tight ends, Henry Heideman and Reese Tanking. And then the four men that run the ball, Quentin Altifer, Jacob Plenty, Brody Grossnickel, and Mav Becker. That was a gain of just one for Jacob Plenty. And on the year, he's a guy that they really like to run a lot. Hasn't been running nearly as much, obviously, due to his injury. He got a few carries last week in their win over Oskaloosa. And actually found the end zone as well. That was his 94th carry of the season just then. Here's the handoff left side, Matt Becker. Here he goes, first carry of the game, 35-40. Near the sideline, near side, makes a man miss, and taken out of bounds by Seaver at the 45-yard line. And they'll move the chains after a gain of 11.
And that's definitely something I think Centralia is going to have success on night, is running outside of the tackles, as they are just a fast football team.
And so give him 12 on that one as he gets to the 45-yard line. Move the chains. They get another first down. They'll be in JCN territory. Let's take a look at the Chargers starting defense. They like to go 5 on the defensive line with All five seniors, Zachary Toole, Braden Wilson, or excuse me, bigger pardon, Braden Williams, Elijah Huff, R.B. Tweed, and Grant Furman. I also like to have just two linebackers and five defensive, or actually four defensive backs, excuse me, as lining for a first and 10 from the Centralia 45 with Becker in motion, split out wide. It'll be a direct snap keeper up the middle for Henry Heidemann. That is just his fifth carry of the season. Something you definitely don't see too terribly often. And that'll be a gain of 3 to make it second and 7. Taking a look at the linebackers, it'll be the Knoll brothers, Grady and Ethan. And the defensive backs will be Will Elias, Cameron Seaver, Connor Kearns, and Calvin Manville. Second and 7 coming up from the Centralia 48-yard line after the gain of 3 from a direct snap to Henry Heidemann. He'll be on the end of the line of scrimmage, tight formation. And this will be a fake handoff. Keeper Flenny up the middle. Gets hit and thrown down at the line of scrimmage by R.B. Tweed. He's been a really solid fortress at the line for the Chargers this season. And after that carry, it'll be 3rd and 6. I think that's going to be a big matchup to watch for here is that offensive line for Centralia and the defensive line for JCN. Got a lot of big experienced bodies up front for the Chargers. Big time third down coming up here. From the 49-yard line, handoff, some misdirection, that's going nowhere. No gain on the handoff to Heidemann, that was Quentin Altifer's first carry of the game. And the freshman can't get the first down, it's 4th and 6, and we will see the special teams come on, and by that I mean a couple substitutions. Back deep to return is Connor Kearns, one of the main three athletes that they like to use on offense. Kearns and the Knoll brothers being the other two. Matt Becker will do the punting from their own 49-yard line. Good start to the game for Jefferson County North. There's a snap, and there is the boot. It's a high one. Middle of the field, first bounce around the 20, rolls near the end zone. It'll be touched up. Inside the 5 and down to the about the 1. Well done by Matt Becker. It's touched up by Reese Tanking, and they'll have to go 99 yards in order to find the end zone. Let's take a look now at the Jefferson County North starting offensive players. Starting off with the linemen, Zachary Toole, Elijah Huff, R.B. Tweed, Grant Furman, and Abe Knoll, just like the defensive line. At tight end, they go with Calvin Manville, Cam Seaver, and Carson McAfee. At wideout, Ethan, Grady Knoll, and Connor Kearns in the backfield with Grady leading the way as the team's quarterback. 8 yards shy of the 1,000-yard mark over the air. Also has 831 yards on the ground as well. Kid is a spectacular athlete. He'll keep it, run to the left side, and he's got some room to run. And he gets hit and gets the first down and ran over a defender on the far side. I believe that was Quentin Altifer who he ran over.
Chargers pick up a first down on the play.
And we'll see where they mark him out at the 17-yard line, so a gain of 16 on that play. Well done by Grady Knoll. As mentioned, he's been very efficient on the ground. 11 touchdowns on the ground and 11 on the air as well. 4 wide receivers set to the near, to the far, operating from the 17-yard line. Man in motion. He'll go ahead and keep it up the middle and gets into the linebacking area, and Wolf Steinlogge gets him, the Australia senior. And, correction, it's like the marks that we had were off. They were actually started that drive at the 5-yard line, so 12-yard gain on the first carry, and that one he gains 5, so a couple of solid runs for Grady Knoll to start off the game. Let's take a look at the defensive starters for Centralia. 3 on the line with Ben Haberkamp, Wolf Steinlogge, and Brett Heidemann, with Steinlogge being the senior, the other two being juniors. And we'll get to the linebackers and defensive backs after this second down and 5 to go. Here's a handoff left side. Big hole. Left side. Ethan Knoll at the 40. 45 gets hit. Stays on his feet. 50. 45 and taken down to the 41-yard line of Centralia. What a run for Ethan Knoll. His first of the game. Started that from the 23. Gained a 36. Take a look at the starters now for Centralia. For the linebacking core, it's Jacob Flenny, junior, Brody Grossnickel, the senior, Quentin Altifer, the freshman, Henry Heidemann, another junior, and Colton Slater, another senior. And as for the defensive backs, at quarterback, senior Reese Tanking, is senior Matt Becker, and their lone safety is sophomore Grady Becker. So from the 46-yard line is where they marked him out, so gain of 31, but either way, a nice run. Goes to the left side this time for Grady Knoll. Gets in the secondary, near first down once again after that one starting at the 47-yard line. That one will move the sticks.
It is first and 10 on the Panther, 34.
So gain of 11. That's two carries for 41 yards, a 30-yard scamper, and then an 11-yard scamper. So about four carries for 59 yards to start the game for Jefferson County North, starting this drive from their own 5-yard line. Three receivers to the near side, one to the far. This will be a handoff left side. Another big hole for Ethan Knoll. Far side, gets near the first down marker once again, and it'll be a gain of 8. And Ethan Knoll on this third carry, another solid one. That's five plays, none of them going for fewer than 5 yards. So second and 2, 7:15 to go, opening quarter. Scoreless still, but the Chargers are moving. Chargers outscored their district opponents 324-75, so this is a team that has a lot of offense after defeating Troy 48-22. Looking to throw for the first time, far side, got a man there, and it is dropped! Last second, good defensive play, or did they call it a touchdown? They called that a touchdown! That looked like that it was a drop to me. I think they might be possibly overturning this. The two officials are coming together, and they are going to say it's an incomplete pass. That is the right call, because it did not look like he complete or actually brought the ball down to the ground. It was Reese Tanking, the senior quarterback, coming in late to break it up. So that was well done by the senior for Centralia.
You know, it did look like he brought the ball in and had possession of the ball, but just lost it there at the end. And as he went out of bounds, I wonder if they were trying to say, like, hey, he went out of bounds with the football. So I'm not sure really what the call there was to consider that a catch in the first place.
He didn't quite complete the catch. I mean, he had it, but then when he went to the ground is when it popped out, and that was thanks to Reese Tanking disrupting it a little bit. That ball was a little bit off target, not just by a hair. I mean, if you're going to, you know, talk by like college football and NFL standards.
Definitely.
But, I mean, a well-thrown ball by Grady. It was just a little bit too far inside. If he would put it a little bit farther to the outside and put it right on him, that probably would have been 6. But either way, it will be 3rd down and 2. Might as well go for a long shot, considering how productive the offense has been so far. So the clock stops with 6:50 to go in this opening quarter. Again, no score. Chargers are at the Centralia 26-yard line. We're taking a long time in between plays here. Not quite sure what the holdup is. Chain gang isn't quite correct, it looks like, as they had the markers wrong. They were off by 5 yards, which is... Looks like we got it. It looks like we got it now. All right, now we're able to play. So the Chargers getting some extra time in the huddle to talk about this play. Again, 3rd and 2 from the 26. The Knolls are the lone 2 in the backfield. The slot near side is Manville. Wide to the near side is Kearns. He'll be a quarterback keep, and he's got the first down and trying to get more, and he does so. He dives up ahead. Inside the red zone go the Chargers. See where they mark him down. Looks like at the 17-yard line, so gain of 9. So Grady, 3 carries. Ethan, 3 carries. Grady has 27 yards. Ethan with 49. Only 2 players to have touched the football so far. Yeah. Move the chains, 1st and 10 from the 15. 6:20 now left to go, opening quarter. Opening drive for Jefferson County North. It started at their own 5-yard line. It'll be a keeper up the middle. He's got a hole, trying to cut back to the middle. Makes a man miss and is taken down finally after a solid gain. Very close to first down once again.
Ready to
roll
with the quarterback,
Keith. And we'll say you end up getting 8. So 2nd and 2. It's been a pretty long drive, and they'll say that it's closer to 2nd and 1, so give him 9. It's all about time of possession in a game where these two are so run-heavy. But when you have a guy like Grady Noel, he can certainly sling it. That is for sure. Hand off up the middle. First touch for Connor Kearns, and he has the first down. It'll be first and goal from the 6 all the way down to about the 3. So it is first and goal. Move the chains. They'll give him 4, so say it is going to be first and goal from the 2.
First and goal from the 2.
And that right there, a 4-yard gain. That was their shortest gain of the game so far. Yeah. Brady Noel takes a snap, hand off to his brother Ethan, trying to plunge forward, and he is in. Jefferson County North is on the board first. 2-yard rushing touchdown. 95-yard drive. .505 left to go, opening quarter. And see if they will go for 2. It looks like they will. Tight formation. Nobody extended out wide. Keeper, and he will sneak in for the 2. Fantastic start for JCN. They're up 8-0. Second round of the playoffs with a lead over Centralia. We'll be back here in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions, personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals, guidance with the latest technology, on-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule. If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Well, we already have our first final of the night. You know who it is. It's Axel. They get a halftime win over Hutchinson Central Christian, 52-6. They are on to the next round. As for this game, Jefferson County North, they are on the board first. 95-yard drive capped off a 2-yard rushing touchdown. This will be a little squib kick. It'll be dove on at the Centralia 44-yard line. Good heads-up play by Henry Heideman.
And I just want to say, I mean, what a first drive by JCN. I mean, holding that Centralia offense to only 5 plays on their first drive of the football game, and then coming out and going on a 95-yard drive yourself to start the ball game up 8-0.
And now Centralia will try to respond with good field position of their own. Again, they're working from their own 44-yard line. They went 3 and out. Actually, correction, no, they did have 1 first down. Matt Becker had a 12-yard run. Keeper, Flenny up the middle, and third time he's done that, and all 3 times, 1 yard. So not a good start for trying to get a run game established up the middle as Flenny's helmet comes off. So he will have to sit out this play. Henry Heideman will check in, but Quentin Aldifer will likely be the quarterback here as he filled in for Jacob Flenny when he dealt with his knee injury that sidelined him for a couple of weeks. That is exactly what will go on here. But I tell you what, as bad as that injury was, you certainly love the future with Quentin Aldifer running your offense. Not next year, because Flenny will be back, but the year after that and the year after that. To get a little bit of a sneak peek of what's to come for Centralia football. Let's take the snap. They go and hand it off. Matt Becker on an end around the near side to the 50, 45, and wrapped up and throw down by Will Elias. First down on a gain of 13. Matt Becker, all he's done in his 2 carries is get 25 yards. So good things happen when they give him the ball on the year. 955 rushing yards, so he's approaching the 1,000-yard mark. He's now just 20 yards shy now. I'll give it to him again. Same play. Near side. Gets to the 40, trying to throw a defender, and he'll be taken down to the 39-yard line for a gain of 3. Love to get him out in open space. He's just so good at making people miss.
And, you know, with JCN running that many down linemen, I wonder if they're going to look more towards that outside run. With that many down linemen, like you said, it's going to be hard to run up the middle. We've seen that with Jacob Plenty so far.
Thinking will come out for this play. Of course, Plenty back in. He handed the ball off to Matt Becker on that previous play. Mason Stahlbaumer, the junior, first out of the huddle, steps up, about to snap this one. Altifer is to Flenny's immediate left. Backer also there in the backfield. Take it to him, looking to throw. Throw near side, one-on-one coverage, and it's tipped up, and it is incomplete. Nice coverage, step for step there with him was the defensive back, Connor Kearns. And that will make it third down and seven.
Incomplete. Covered by number 11, Connor Kearns.
That was a good try there for Centralia. What did you see on that play?
I mean, I kind of like taking a deep shot there. Not the best ball in the world that it was thrown just a little behind them, but I like them taking a shot there on second and eight.
That was Duke Timmel, the intended receiver. A junior has six catches. Tied for the second most on the team. So third and seven. Run, right side. Becker trying to get that first down marker. Makes a man miss. Cuts the inside, and he is going to be a few yards short. Needed the 33. Looks like he didn't even get to the 35. It was down to the 37, so a gain of just two. Ran a long ways to get that 2 yards. That's the far side, and it'll be fourth down and a long four or a short five, depending on what you like. 2:30 and counting left to go opening quarter. Jefferson County North leading Centralia on the road 8-0. Your score brought to you by Full House Auto House in Fairview. They're going to go for it, trying to possibly tie this game back up. In the gun, Flenny takes a snap, looking to throw near side, fires for Timmel, too high, incomplete. Oh, it was through his hands at the sticks, and a turnover on down. And once again, the Chargers defense takes a stand, and it will be Charger football from their own 37-yard line. You like that play call? Do you think they should have maybe run something different there?
No, I love that. I mean, he had his receiver wide open, just overthrew him by just a little bit, threw his hands there at the end, but, I mean, that is a ball you have to come down with in this game.
So, incomplete pass to Duke Timmel. Again, it was a little bit high, but it was through his hands. So, 2:09 left. JCN takes over. Run to the right side, and well done. Plunging ahead is Grady Knoll for a solid gain.
Tackle made by number 56, Colton Slater.
And they'll mark him down after a gain of four.
4 yard gain, second down, six.
So he'll be at the 41-yard line. On the long 41, to be precise.
Emaw
Central, Raleigh County squared up at 7-7, and the shutout streak is over. Eight consecutive games with a shutout for Nemaw Central, that is over with. What a streak it was. Quarterback run up the middle and nothing doing. First time we can say that today. As Grady Knoll goes nowhere, and it'll be third down and medium. Really, that is just an unprecedented streak for Nemaw Central. Eight consecutive shutouts going all the way back to week one. They gave up just one touchdown against Holton, and it ends with a touchdown against Nemaw Central. But they are certainly the favorite to possibly get back to the state title game again this year. We'll see if Riley County, the Falcons, after a big win against Rossville on the road last week, if they can possibly upset the team with tied for the second longest winning streak in state of Kansas. All right, here we go, 3rd and 6 back with this one. Empty backfield, 5, wide receiver set throw. That is a wobbly pass. That is too high of the mark. That one was intended for Eli Weiser, the junior. And that ball kind of looked like a wounded duck when it came out of Noel's hands.
Definitely did. Neither team really finding success here in the passing game so far, as both quarterbacks, I mean, are over two.
Yep, absolutely. And this will be a punt. First time for Jefferson County North. First drive was a touchdown. And Matt Becker, he has been explosive in the receiving game. Can he get something going here? It's underway. He has a kickoff return for the touchdown already this season. Makes the catch at the 21-yard line. Goes to the far side, 25, 30. 35. And he is taken down by the ankles at the 39-yard line, a return of 18 for Matt Becker. So once again, third time that Centralia has started with pretty good field position. First drive, they started at the 31. Next drive, the second one at the 44, and this one at the 39-yard line. And a big-time stop for Centralia, because if Chargers are able to march down the field as effectively as they did that first time, all of a sudden, you're right in the hole, 14 or possibly 16 to nothing, and it's not even the end of the first quarter. So there's 32.2 seconds left in this opening period. Becker will be in the backfield with Jacob Plenty. Nobody split out wide. It came off there. Going to try to throw it. And they're going far side. This is underthrown. It's going to be intercepted by Connor Kearns. No, it's dropped. It's tipped. And it's incomplete. Oh, it was in his hands. And then, again, Reese Tinking, I think, played defensive back there and kind of swatted it out of his hands. That almost looked like it was very close to being a move to where he caught it and then fumbled it and got it back. I think that's what the Jefferson County North sideline is saying. But they are going to say it's an incomplete pass. Another really close play. What is a catch? What isn't a catch?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Reese Tanking two times in a row now playing beautiful defensive back, even when he's on the offensive side of the ball.
So that means it's now second and 10. That one falls harmlessly to the turf, according to the umpires. Well, to the grass. It is natural grass we're playing on here tonight. Run left side. Becker, he gets banging off a bunch of Chargers and a gain of two. It'll be third down and 8. And some pushing and shoving afterwards. Centralia crowd not happy about that, but when there's a scrum like that, sometimes it's tough to stop because everybody else is kind of still going. Makes it third and 8. And that will be the end of the first quarter. 8-0 Jefferson County North with the lead. Let's send it to the second coming up in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmalbly, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
Hein and True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinandtruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Hein and True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
KMZA.
Back here in Centralia, Jefferson County North trailing, or excuse me, Jefferson County North leading on the road 8-0. Jared Slubby, Cray Schilling along with you. Let's take a look at some scores going on around our area. I mentioned the Nemaha Central Riley County score 7-7. Is our score there. How about this one? Frankfort, Kent, Galva, 22-22 at the half. Lipton Clyde currently trailing Wichita County, 52-12. And Jackson Heights looking for a huge upset of St. Mary's. They're up 6-0 after the first quarter. And first play from scrimmage, roll to the right, throw near side. That is going to be caught. Our first completion of the game to Quentin Aldifer at the 49-yard line, so gain of 8. And that will make it 4th and 1. So nice completion. The Centralia loves that, but it's still going to be 4th down. They are really loving that 8-yard completion. And that is really close to the sticks. The official that spotted the ball put it really close to the marker. The far side official is kind of a little bit on the other side of that 49-yard line, so it is very close. But it is going to be 4th and short here coming up for head coach Roger Holdhouse. And a timeout is going to be called. So we will do the same. Let's step aside for 30 seconds. 8-0 Jefferson County North here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
KMZA.
Back here in Centralia, got an update from CBLSO Valley Heights, they're up on Sedgwick 14-0 in the first quarter, apparently. What a start. Carson Spoons got the most recent touchdown, according to a report. Here we go, fourth and short from Centralia's own 49-yard line. They need about half a yard. They're going to go from the gun here. Takes a snap. QB sneak right side. Hasn't worked all day. Dives forward. He's got the first down. It's a gain of just two, but it's enough. That is a gutsy play call to go from the gun on a play that really hasn't been working all day. Trying a sneak up the middle. Previous three runs for Plenty were for 1 yard, 1 yard, and 1 yard. That one goes for two. So they are now working from the Jefferson County North 49-yard line. Second time they are in Charger territory. Last time they were there, they went forward on fourth down, and they turned it over on downs. 10:55 left to go, second quarter. JCN leading Centralia 8-0. Becker goes in motion. He goes out wide to the far side, working from the near side hash. All defer in the backfield. Whistle and a flag. It'll be offside called on Jefferson County North. And I believe that's on Braden Williams, the senior.
Offside.
And it took us a little over a quarter, but that is our first penalty of the game. And that will make it first and five. And they're going to make it more like a 4.5-yard penalty as they're putting it at the half-yard line. You heard that from the booth. It should be on the hash, but instead it's like a first and 5.5. This here's another quarterback keeper. It's bouncing off tackles at 20, diving forward for a solid gain. Not quite a first down, but close. We work down at the 41-yard line. So a gain of 3. Longest run of his day. Him and Matt Becker, both with 5 carries apiece. Becker's went for 32 yards. Williams went for 8. Henry Heidemann also has a 3-yard carry, and Aldifer had 1 carry. That was on a third down, went for no gain. Here's a direct snap right side to Brady Grossnickel, his first carry of the game. As he gets the 40, he'll be a yard short to be third down.
Brady Grossnickel with the carry. Stopped by.
And that is his 55th carry of the game, or beg your pardon, 55th carry of the season. First of the game, as I mentioned earlier, for the senior. Classify him as the team's fullback. Said that Maverick is the tailback. Grossnickel is the fullback, and Aldifer is more of a scatback. So a little bit of everything with the Centralia offense, but it's third and one, another short down to gain situation here for the Panthers. Hand off Becker right side, bouncing it outside. He's got some room over there. First down, 35, and taken out to 34 for a gain of 6. They need the one. Yeah, the Panthers are driving. Started it off at their own 41-yard line. That's their second first down they've acquired in this drive, and they are slowly and methodically moving the ball down the field.
And I love how well Maverick Becker is running the ball in this game. Almost reminds me of like an Isaiah Pacheco, just runs hard, and it seems like he always makes at least one guy miss.
Love that comparison. Sure, Chiefs fans out there love that as well. And this time, it'll be an empty backfield for Flaney. Two to the near side, two to the far. And Grossnickel in the slot. In motion is Aldifer. It'll be a keeper, though. Some misdirection. Does not work. Well read on the defensive line. And slow to get up, but he does get up. As the man who got the tackle, that's Zachary Toole, the senior. And they're going to say no gain on that play.
No gain on the play. Down 10.
So second and 10. I like the play call. Just the Jefferson County North Chargers defense was really ready for it. That was well done. Now the Panthers have some work to do here. They approach the red zone. Henry Heidemann's in the backfield with Flenny. And they'll hand it off to him, the second carry of the game, right at the middle, lowering his shoulder, and the tight end blasts his way through for a solid gain, but not enough really to give them a ton of options. It'll be third down and 7 after a gain of 3 for Heidemann.
Brings up a third down for the Panthers.
So they will rather have, most likely, a Becker on an outside run or possibly a pass here for Flenny. And the junior quarterback is 1 for 4 for 8 yards here so far. Fleming coming over from the sideline, gets the play call. And it will be an empty backfield once again. Last time they did this earlier, went with a QB run up the middle. And a whistle, and timeout's going to be called by head coach Jeff Schneider of Jefferson County North. Let's step aside for 30 seconds. JCN leads Centralia on the road 8-0 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
November is American Diabetes Month, and time to communicate the seriousness of diabetes and the importance of diabetes prevention and control. Nearly 30 million children and adults in the United States have diabetes. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital has a Healthy Living with Diabetes education program for our community. If you want more information about our diabetes education program or the support group, contact Leah Heinen or Becky Barkowski at 785-336-6181. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Kansaland Radio.
Back here in Centralia, Jefferson County North up 8-0 with 7:23 left to go in the second quarter. Jared Sloppy alongside Cray Schilling. Nice drive here for the Panthers here so far.
Yeah, definitely, and I love what they're doing, and I really hope to see them come out in the empty backfield again and prove that, hey, we can run the ball all we want, but we can also pass it, so we're going to make you respect it.
Another update from Valley Heights. It's 14-6 now. The Cardinals are on the board after the conclusion of the first quarter. If you have to date with some of those other scores around our area, Sabetha leading Silver Lake 14-7. On the other side of the bracket, 1A East, Olby leads Central Heights 7-0. They'll get the winner of this game. All right, here we go with a third down and 7 for Centralia from the Jefferson County North 31-yard line. Empty backfield once again, looking to throw over the middle, and that's low, intended for Aldifer, but it was just a little route over the middle, throw it a little bit low, and it'll be fourth down and 7. And this is kind of in that awkward territory. Do you punt it? Do you go for it? Especially with kind of got a decent amount of yardage you got to make up for it, too.
Definitely, but it doesn't look like any substitutions are coming on here from the sideline, so I got to assume they're going for this.
Yeah, I think they are, and it looks like they will, unless they have Flunny step back and then punt it, because he's the only person in the backfield. So here we go, 4th and 7, again from the JCN 31-yard line. Dropping back, looking near side, rolling in pressure, thrown, and it is going to be broken up, incomplete. Nicely defended by Calvin Manville, the senior. He breaks it up, and it's another turnover on downs. With 7:14 left to go here in the second quarter, and this Centralia offense has not really been able to get some yardage and get into JCN territory, but ultimately it's a bend-but-don't-break mentality for the Chargers defense.
Yeah, definitely, and they've done a great job not really allowing a whole lot of big plays either. I mean, I think the longest run we have of the night is Maverick Becker for 13 yards, and so far, I mean, they're showing that they can use all four of these downs and get a stop here.
So from their own 31-yard line, Chargers offense back to work. Null to null, flag comes down, but the play goes on in the secondary, 45-50, 45-40, and he is gone. And we'll see what this flag is, but for now, it is a 69-yard rushing touchdown for Ethan Null. Maybe an illegal motion or some sort of line of scrimmage penalty, because it came out as soon as the play started, so it wasn't a holding. We will see what this penalty is, but for now, 69-yard rushing touchdown, and it's going to be waved off, and it is indeed an illegal motion. Second penalty of the game for JCN, and that will make it 1st and 15. Chargers were not fully set at the line of scrimmage. Didn't look like it was anything that would have really given the Chargers any sort of real advantage.
Yeah, and I mean, the blocking upfield on that play was phenomenal. He didn't have anyone close to him until he got about 15 yards upfield there.
The Chargers.
Centralia's defense was kind of spread out, so once he got through to the secondary, there was nobody really in the area. They're back to their own 26-yard line, 1st and 15, with the first down marker at the 41-yard line. So a nice break for the Panthers. Panthers defense got a stop on the last drive, forced him to punt. Opening drive was a touchdown, though. It was a 95-yard touchdown drive. Ethan Noll, 2-yard rushing touchdown. They'll pitch it to Ethan, far side. Trying to bounce around some defenders, and they'll gain just a few. Can't quite get back to the original line of scrimmage, but close to it. Gain of 3. They'll make it Second down and 13. They'll give them four, actually, so they get
the goal with the carry. Time for 25.
Second down and 11.
4 yard gain. Second down and 11.
Trying to get them out into open space, but Centralia starting to get adjusted to this JCN offense, what they're trying to do. It was well done on the outside for Reese Tinking. Linebacker on the outside. Actually, defensive back, on the outside. Heideman is the linebacker on that far side. And off to Kearns. Going up the middle, gets in the secondary, and falls forward to around the 40-yard line. It'll be marked down at the 39 for a gain of 9. They'll make it 3rd down and 2. Getting 13 yards and 2 plays. They'll take that all day. They'll actually say that that was a 10-yard gain. So here we go with a 3rd and short from their own 39-yard line. A collision at the line of scrimmage, but they still get the handoff. Diving forward for the first down is Grady Knoll. So some miscommunication, but they still wind up with the first down, a gain of 3 on the QB sneak.
And so far in this ballgame, I mean, for this JCN offense, it's been the Knoll brothers. They have combined for 12 rushes total for over 100 yards in this ballgame already.
Great start for Jefferson County North. 5:16 and counting left to go in the second quarter. Chargers up on Centralia, 8-0 on the road. Second round of playoffs. Winner will take on the winner of Olpe and Central Heights. Takes a snap, hand off Kearns, right side, and he will fall forward to the 45 if he's lucky. That's what well, they'll mark him down at for a gain of just 1. Brody Grossnickel, the senior with the tackle that time.
3 yard gain, second down, 8.
And I'll give him a couple, actually, on that one. From their own 45-yard line, Chargers are slowly moving the ball down the field, trying to extend their lead. Split out wide to the near side for the Chargers. That'll be Will Elias. Didn't get the start here today. Starts on defense. Here's a run to the right side from the quarterback on an option and falling ahead past the 50 down to the 49-yard line for a gain of 6. Solid run for Grady Knoll that time.
Grady Knoll with the carry, Quentin Oliver with the tackle.
Gain of 8, and the true freshman, Quentin Oliver, with the tackle. So there is no other type of freshman in high school. Always feels right saying true freshman. Third down and a couple coming up. 3:40 now left to go. Centralia, the victim of a lot of clock being chewed up here on this drive, and now timeout is going to be called. And it will be from Jefferson County North on a big play coming up here. We'll go ahead and keep it right here and take a look at the 1A playoff bracket. I mentioned that the winner of this game will get the winner of Opie and Central Heights. Remember last year, Centralia defeating Olpe 8-7 in the sectional round of the playoffs to get the sub-state. And boy, what a rematch that would be if that were to happen. But of course, Jefferson County North with the lead. And I tell you, this is a really tough bracket here in the 1A East. On the top, we have from Southeast Kansas, St. Mary's Colgan. They're currently ranked number 1 in the state, 9-0. That's purely based on the fact that they're the only undefeated team left in the entire state of Kansas in Class 1A. And I think that's the only reason they are ranked number 1, is I don't think that they'd be able to hang with teams like St. Mary's, Olpe, Centralia, or even Jefferson County North. I just think that we will see them probably lose probably in the next round. They'll get the winner of St. Mary's and Jackson Heights, which, by the way, Jackson Heights with an early lead on St. Mary's, the reigning 1A state champ. So we'll see how that all unfolds as we go throughout the night. A lot of great action across the state, and arguably the best game of the night is right here in front of us. Here we go, 3rd and 2 for the Chargers. Run left side, first down Chargers to the 45, and spun down by Aldifer to the 43-yard line for a gain of 6.
Number 12, Quentin Aldifer. Chargers with a first down.
And Ethan Knoll once again position, as always, with a solid play. Actually, gain 8 because he was on the other side. He was on the other 49, so. And like Cray said, it's been all about the Knoll brothers. Kind of how it's been all season long. Ethan Knoll, 676 rushing yards coming into today. 831 for Grady Knoll, as well as nearly 1,000 yards passing. And now another timeout. This is the final timeout for the Chargers here in this first half. 992 passing yards on the year for Grady Knoll. That has not moved because he is 0 for 2 here on the night. Let's step aside for 30 seconds. Jefferson County North leads Centralia 8 to nothing here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
KMZA.
First and 10 coming up out of the break for Jefferson County North. They are driving. They're at the Centralia 43-yard line. Jared Sluppy, Cray Schilling with you. What a fun one here. Class 1A. 8-0. Chargers currently on top. With the ball. The empty backfield for Grady Knoll. Man in motion going to the far side. And this will be a keeper up the middle, dancing and dragged down from behind by Brett Heideman, Jr. Solid gain once again for Grady. That is the 9th carry of the ball game for him. That one goes for 6.
And so far, I mean, the thing that has impressed me the most about this JCN team is that offensive line. It seems like they're getting great blocks and huge holes to run behind every time they snap this ball.
It really has seemed like it. There was a little bit of a stall there a few plays ago, but they're still able to get first downs, and they are still rolling. 2nd and 4, and we got a flag, and we got some movement, I believe, on the JCN side, and we do. So there's the 3rd penalty of the game. All of them have been 5-yard penalties charged to the Chargers. I mean, do a little punt there, but just kind of happened. That makes it 2nd down and 9 after the movement from the Chargers' offensive line.
This is a great opportunity for Centralia to kind of maybe hold them right here, get the ball back for one more chance before the end of this half.
Absolutely it is. Needing the defensive line to clog up those holes up front. As for JCN, hard to say you really need to do anything different. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. So a wide to the near side for the Chargers is Eli Weiser. He's going to throw it to the far side. 1-on-1 coverage down the field, and that is incomplete. Intended for Cameron Seaver. Step-for-step coverage by guess who? Reese Tanking. He's going his way, and he keeps delivering with some great defensive plays. And that is his third, as Grady Knoll's third pass attempt of the ball game. He is 0-for-3, and that makes it 3rd down and 9. See if they maybe go with another pass attempt, but the way they run the ball, wouldn't surprise if they maybe went with some sort of misdirection, had somebody in motion go.
I'm kind of expecting the jet sweep to the left side here. They've been doing that a lot of this game, and they've had great success running it.
We'll keep an eye on that here on this 3rd and 9 from the Centralia 42-yard line. 3 receivers to the near side. 1 man in the backfield looking to throw. Pump fake goes to the far side. Under pressure throws over the middle. Incomplete. And it'll be 4th down. Wanting a pass interference to the far side of the Chargers. That one intended for Ethan Knoll. And we'll see what they do here on this 4th down and long.
It'll bring up a 4th and 9 for the Chargers.
And I believe that was pressure applied on the defensive line by Will Steinlogge, who was able to get a hit on Grady Knoll, brought him to the ground. And they are going to put this away.
What an effort there, too, by Brody Grossnickel, as he was able to run from step for step.
Nobody back to return for Centralia. This will bounce at the 14-yard line and get a Centralia bounce and covered up at the 16. So Centralia now a long ways to go. Don't mind that, honestly, that call to punt it, because you don't want to give Centralia any sort of momentum, especially since they don't really have any.
Yeah, exactly. And this is a long way to go, especially in this point of the game, but you kind of want to be able to go up here and especially get some points on the board, but make it feel like a brand new ball game to start this next half.
Mentioned that Centralia will be 8-7 games, starting to have that feel a little bit to it. It is still 8-0. Jefferson County North, they scored on their first drive of the game. That was a 95-yard drive, capped off by a 2-yard rushing touchdown from Ethan Knoll. They have to go 83 yards on this drive. Here's a run to the right side on the first play of the drive, and it is a short gain for Maverick Becker of just one. That is his seventh carry of the game. Gone for 39 yards. 1:50 and counting left to go in the first half. Likely just one chance left for Centralia to tie this game up going into the break. Empty backfield. Becker is in the slot on the far side. Five receivers set. He'll go in motion. Going to the near side. It'll be an end around. Near side. I'll give it to him to the near the 20. And I don't know if he even got back to the 20-yard line. See where the spot is. Is that snap was taken from the 18. And it's like they will give him the 20, so a gain of 2, and make it 3rd down and 7. So all of a sudden now, if you're Jefferson County North, well, they don't even have any timeouts left. All three of the timeouts have been burned, so I was going to say you could use one here, but no timeouts remaining. So now, if you're Centralia, you might try to just run this clock out. But no, they're not going to be doing that. So you went out of bounds, so the clock has stopped at 129. I thought it kept going. They're going to throw deep near side. That is a arm punt that's going to be picked off. No, it's a fumble. That ball is loose. And it's going to be picked up by Quinn Allen for the 4-yard line. He fumbles it. It's still loose. Who's got it? Bottom of the pile. At the 29-yard line, it is. Waiting for the signal. Aldefer picked it up, and they're going to give it to him. Wow. So it was intercepted by Cameron Seaver. And it was Quinn Aldefer who picked up the fumble and returned it to the 29-yard line. Unbelievable. So, again, that is going to go down as an interception for Jacob Flinty. So that brings new life for the Centralia sideline. Well, here we go from the 29-yard line. Drop back to pass, throwing near side. The ball's going to be caught, hit immediately at the 25, and taken down there by Quentin Aldefer. Third completion of the game. Second to the offense. Down for a short gain of 4. Second and 6. Quit going back to the passing game. Throw over the middle. That is going to be, oh, it's dropped. Incomplete intended for his man going over the middle. That was Duke Timmel. Had him in stride, and that might have been 6 if he holds that one in. So the clock stops with 51 seconds left. It'll be 3rd down and 6 from the 25-yard line. Another empty backfield for Centralia. 2 to the near, 2 to the far. Man in motion, make it to him, going to his right, looking to throw to the end zone, that's a jump ball once again, and that is going to be, it was tipped and it was broken up, and it'll be 4th down, and that was Will Elias in the coverage. So Centralia, I don't know if necessarily they were planning to throw it 9 times in the first half, but that is what has transpired here. It was 10 times. He's 2 for 10 for 12 yards, and a timeout is called. So we'll go ahead and take a deep breath here, and we'll get you caught up. So, Cray, I mean, just an unbelievable set of events here from both teams.
I mean, definitely, and Centralia has a great fan base here, and just like a big play, I'm not sure if that's exactly how they expected to get it right there with the interception and then a return for a fumble, but, I mean, just like that, you can see how quickly the tide turns, and this fan base gets right back into the game.
Unbelievable set of events here. With just 42.9 seconds left in the first half, it gives new life to the Panthers. And they have the ball near the red zone, but it'll be a fourth down and six coming up. A little completion to Quentin Aldifer. He's the only player for Centralia with a reception. Taking a look at some of the stats for the Panthers. Matt Becker, he has 8 carries for 41 yards. Plenty has 6 carries for just 8 yards. Henry Heidemann, 2 carries for 6 yards. Not a lot of offense at all here for Centralia in its first half. In fact, only 68 yards total compared to JCN's 138 yards of total offense.
So I want to know if your coach, Roger Hulhouse, here, what do you call on this fourth down and 6 play?
That's tough. I mean, Matt Becker, the way he's been running the ball, maybe have him do an end around, but he'll be in the slot here. Looks like they are going to throw it from the near side hash. Fourth and 6. Man goes in motion to the far side. He'll take the snap. Looking to throw to the far side. He'll throw it to Becker into double coverage. Another arm punt. It's broken up and incomplete by Cam Seaver. He has been all over the field today. And it'll be the third turnover on downs for Centralia. And with 35.9 seconds left, JCN gets the ball back. Not going to say that's a ton of time, but it is some time.
Got to remember here, they have no timeouts yet remaining, too. So maybe if they do take a shot here, you got to run up the line and make sure you spike that ball immediately.
They'll start this drive from their own 25-yard line. I don't know if it's going to be necessarily about taking shots. I think you can probably get some 10, 15-yard throws to the outside, maybe. Go that route if you can, but Brady Knoll is 0 for 4 on the day. Hasn't completed a pass yet. So here we go. Again, 35.9 seconds left for JCN from their own 25-yard line. Takes a snap, and it's just going to be a handoff up the middle. Gets to the 30, and falling ahead to the 37-yard line for... to the 33-yard line for a gain of 8. For Ethan Knoll. And I think they might be able to get one more play in. 15 seconds of counting. We'll see what they do here. And they're going to hold on to it. 5 seconds left. And are they going to run a play or no? And they're not going to run a play.
You know, they rush to that line immediately. Kind of expect them to get a playoff, but guess not.
That is the end of the first half. Jefferson County North, they scored on their opening drive, and that's the only points we have so far. 8-0 is your score, is brought to you by Hull House Auto House in Fairview. Coming up next is our halftime show. We'll break down everything we've seen here so far and talk about some keys to the game, stats, and some scores around the area. It's our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Hill & Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Hill & Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Danlers in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
It's harvest time, and we know it's important you have what you need to get the job done. We're always here for you at United Bank and Trust. Our Ag Lending Department is ready to help you purchase whatever you need to get the job done this harvest season. All of us here at United Bank and Trust want to wish all the farmers a safe and successful harvest. We appreciate your dedication and continued commitment to farming. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
KMZA.
Our score at halftime, Jefferson County North leading on the road against Centralia, 8-0. And, Cray, it all started on the opening drive. It was a 95-yard drive, included a 30-yard run from Ethan Knoll, a 13-yard run from Grady Knoll, another 11-yard run from Ethan Knoll. Then after that, they were able to punch it in with Ethan Knoll getting the score with 5:05 left to go in the first quarter. Kind of break down that first drive, what was going so well for the Chargers?
I mean, they just came out here, and I think they wanted to make a statement immediately. Like I said at the beginning of this game, they kind of came in here with a chip on their shoulder after losing to Centralia last year in the playoffs. So I think that was a huge part in it. But so far in this ball game, it has been all the Knoll brothers. I mean, they have been this entire offense for this JCN team.
And after that, not really a whole lot going on. 3 turnover on downs for Centralia, a couple of incomplete passes. I mean, it's been all about the defenses for both teams, back and forth. And then including the Cameron Seaver, the Cameron Seaver interception for Jefferson County North. It was then fumbled and then picked up by Quentin Aldifer to give Centralia life at the end of the first half. But in the end, once again, the Chargers defense bending but not breaking.
Yeah, definitely so far in this game. And I mean, so far Centralia's offense just doesn't look like it's all the way there. I mean, just 58 yards of offense so far for this team, and I don't think that'll get it done if they want to win this football game.
Absolutely not. They will need to pick that up. We'll get to our keys to the second half coming up here in just a bit. So once again, our score 8-0. That was a recap of your first half. Not a whole lot to talk about in terms of scoring, but certainly a lot has happened, mainly with the defense taking over the storylines in half number one. Step aside for a couple minutes. We'll come back here on our halftime show that's brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Once again, our score at the break is Jefferson County North 8, Centralia 0, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Recently, Pete was in the market for a new truck for his business.
I own a landscape company, and I go through probably buy 2 or 3 trucks a year.
Pete's from out of state, and he told us that it was important that he know exactly what he was getting.
He was very upright with me and talked to me and then sent me like 30 pictures underneath the truck, everything, to really show me what I was getting. Thought that was very professional.
If you're in the market for a new vehicle, check out HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Oh, and how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today?
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit DynaGrowSeed.com to learn more.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's best apparel, footwear, and accessory store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Back here on our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Jared Sluppy alongside Cray Schilling from Centralia, where the Panthers are trailing 8-0 at home against Jefferson County North. And we'll get to some scores around our area coming up in just a bit. But first, let's break down some of our stats from the first half here.
Yeah, so far, I mean, on the ground for Centralia, out of their 58 total yards, 41 of them have been rushing the ball from Maverick Becker on 8 carries, You would like to see them rely a little bit more on him in the second half as they kind of shied away from his number on that last drive. I understand clock's ticking down and you got to throw the ball a little bit more. But, I mean, he's a playmaker. You get the ball in his hands and he's going to make something happen.
He sure is, and that's for Jefferson County North. On the other hand of that, they have 146 total yards on the game. And how about 7.3 yards per carry? So they continue to rely on the ground game that has been working so well for them on 20 carries. As for Centralia, they have 18 carries for their just 56 yards of rushing and 68 total yards of offense in the first half. And in the end, I think one thing that I think Jefferson County North can clean up is their penalties. They have the three penalties for 15 yards, which doesn't sound like a lot, but they came in some critical positions. And if they were able to stay subtract those penalties, to put them in some good spots, and they might be up by two possessions here in the first half. Now, getting into the specifics here of some of the Jefferson County North statistics here, Grady Knoll, 9 carries, 55 yards. Ethan Knoll, 7 for 71. He has a rushing touchdown. Connor Kearns has 3 carries for 16 yards. And we had Carson McAfee with 1 carry for 4 yards as well. Actually, note that was Connor Kearns, not Carson McAfee, who had that carry, so my mistake on that. But Grady Knoll, he's 0 for 4 over the air, and as we compare quarterbacks, Jacob Plenty, 2 for 11 for 12 yards, all of those going to Quentin Aldifer. And as you mentioned, Cray, Matt Becker has continued to produce at a solid rate for Centralia, maybe not quite at the rate that they've expected him to.
Yeah, definitely, but he has had the biggest plays of this game for that Centralia offense with a 12 and a 13-yard rush so far, so I would like to see them kind of come out here and make a stop immediately and then go down and make something happen on that offensive side of the ball like JCN did to start this first half.
You have 8 carries for 41 yards for the senior running back for Centralia, so just a little over 5 yards per carry. We'll go and step aside once again, and we'll come back with some scores around the area. Once again, our score at the break, it's Jefferson County North, 8, and Centralia, nothing here on the Halftime Show, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a lost bee that found my way into your car. And now that I'm in here, good luck getting me out.
I think it's gone. Wait, no, it's in my hair.
And if you don't have the right auto insurance coverage, well, this could be quite a sticky situation. So get Allstate.
Contact your local Allstate agent, Brian Green, 785-271-5060. The Brian Green Agency, where you're in good hands.
Conditions and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This is Mitch Ottmer, Regional Market President for Nemaw County at Community National Bank. As Regional Market President, my primary focus is the lending departments in both Seneca and Sabetha. And in Nemaw County, our biggest thing we do is ag lending. I think people want to come see us because I do have a lot of experience. I've been here 17 years. Come see me for help financing your farm, business, or purchasing your next home.
You feel right at home.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
So I switched my insurance to State Farm, and get this. I talked to an actual State Farm agent who lives in my actual town, and get this. My actual agent in my actual town gave me actual help with the coverage I needed, and get this. My actual agent in my actual town who gave me actual help actually knows my name, and get this. They actually say it's called service.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
FM, KMZA.
Back here in Centralia as the Panthers trail at home, score 8-0 against Jefferson County North. Jared Sluppy alongside Cray Schilling. Let's get you caught up with some of the scores around our area, starting off with Nemaw Central. Well, it was 7-7 at the end of the first quarter, and now Nemaw Central playing Nemaw Central football. They're now up 27-7 on Riley County with 1:25 left to go in the second quarter as they just got a touchdown a few minutes ago. Valley Heights, they are up big on Sedgwick. How about this? 30-6 with 2:15 left in the first half. fantastic, explosive offensive performance from Carson Spoons, Jaden DeWalt, Kaysen Bigham, and company. They have been just laying it on thick against Sedgwick here so far, as we'll talk about the 1A West here in just a little bit. But back to the 1A East, Jackson Heights still up against the reigning 1A champs, St. Mary's, 6-0. That's still the score there. Halftime between Holt and Wellsville. We are tied there, 7 apiece. And we are also tied, Sabetha Silver Lake, at 14 apiece. That one at the half. Also in the third quarter, an early start, so it might be a little bit further along, but this is the last update we have. Frankfort 36, Kent Galva 22. The Wildcats are trying to knock off a team in Kent Galva that made substate last year and gave Axel a run for their money. And at Frankfort, they got blown out by Axel this year, so Kent Galva maybe a little bit down this year, but either way, a fantastic performance so far. And by this result, I think we can assume that Wes Anderson is probably healthy and playing in this game. He left their game against Hanover, didn't play last week, so when I asked Nick Anderson beforehand if he was going to be able to play, he just said two words, fingers crossed, and the finger crossed emoji, so, and then that's all he said, so fingers are crossed, and sometimes that luck works in your favor, and I guess it has, for Frankfurt as they're up by a couple scores in Kent Galva. Eudora, Atchison, they're tied 7-7. The Phoenix 9-0 for the second consecutive year, number 5 team in the state. Eudora, a battle-tested team, is 5-4, a real tough squad. That one is going along there. Again, they are at the half in that one. See what else, if we have anything more here from our text thread coming in. And nope, that is it. That is what we got for you for scores. So kind of going back to the 1A bracket here. Last I saw, Olby was up on Central Heights. Centralia, of course, trailing here in Jefferson County North. This game is up in the air. Olby, I think we can assume, is going to win this game against Central Heights, but, of course, that could go the other way. So if Olby and the winner, I think the winner of Olby and Centralia, Jefferson County North, the winner of that, I think, is going to probably make state, I guess. I would say they can certainly make substate. The winner of that, obviously, is going to go to substate. But then the top half of the bracket, I think, is a little bit weaker. St. Mary's is not quite as good as they were last year. They lost a lot of really good seniors. Jackson Heights, as mentioned, they have a 6-0 early lead on St. Mary's, so they could possibly win that one. And then I think whoever wins between St. Mary's Colgan and Jayhawk Lynn will then lose to whoever comes out of that matchup. I think that the winner of St. Mary's and Jackson Heights will make substate, so that will make a very interesting final in the 1A East. Your thoughts on that side of the bracket? It's really a lot of really good teams. I think it's kind of top-heavy.
Yeah, no, I'll definitely agree it's top-heavy, but I really do feel, like you said, any team that gets out of there has a great chance to make their way to state.
I think so, too. And the West, I think, is also, I think they're not quite as top-heavy. And Valley Heights, I think if they get an upset here, that opens up a path, I think, for them. I think it has an interesting feel if Valley Heights can win this game against Sedgwick, because on the other side, Trinity Catholic, they upset Plainville. Trinity Catholic was the 4 seed, Plainville the 1 seed out of District 8. Medicine Lodge, they are the 2 seed out of District 7. They beat Oakley 32-0. They don't have a score from that one, but I think the winner, man, I have a feeling that Valley Heights, if they hold on to this, they have a good chance to make substate. And then after that, since Smith Center is currently losing to Marion, by the way, as well, I don't think I mentioned that here on the air, they're losing by a couple of scores. That makes things very interesting in the 1A West. If it's not Smith Center, who's it going to be? Could it be Marion possibly going to substate? Then maybe it'll be possibly Conway Springs, who's a really good team, the number one team, the number one seed out of District 7. The 1A West, I think, is not quite as strong as the 1A East.
Yeah, I'll definitely agree with that. Of course, you know, it is a little weaker, the bracket, but like you were talking about Valley Heights there.
Yeah, we saw him play. I mean,
yeah.
What are your thoughts on the way the Mustangs have played?
I mean, Carson Spoons, their quarterback, man, I mean, he is an animal. He is an absolute dog, and I'm pretty sure you said out of halftime they'd never won multiple games in the playoffs, so this could be a chance to make history for that team.
Yeah, absolutely. Never won multiple games in the postseason in school history. Chance to do that here tonight with a lead on Sedgwick. All right, let's step aside for one more time. We'll get some keys to the second half and get kickoff underway. Once again, our score, it's Jefferson County North 8 and Centralia 0 here in our halftime show, brought to you by Highland Community College on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Here we go with quarter number three. It'll be Centralia kicking it away to Jefferson County North. Jared Slubby alongside Chris Schilling with Jefferson County North leading at Centralia 8-0. Glad you're with us. Should be a fun second half of football here on 92.1 KMZA. And kicking it off for the Panthers is the big fella, number 76, Ben Haberkamp, and his return at near the 20-yard line, 25-30. Heading upfield, 35, and taken down near the 40. Nice return by Will Elias. Not a starter, but he gets a nice return, and Jefferson County North with some solid field position. So, Craig, some keys for Jefferson County North here offensively in the second half.
I mean, I would say stick to what you're doing. I mean, they're running that little big handoff keeper with the quarterback, or the jet sweeps have been working in their favor for them so far. I mean, the offensive line is dominating, and I think if you go down here and you punch one in, that's a huge deflator to this Centralia team.
I would certainly agree, and I think eating clock is going to be a big thing for the Chargers as well. Here we go. First play, run left side. Grady Noel, quarterback for the Chargers, gets to the 45, breaking tacklers and taken down by the arm by Henry Heidemann near side at the 47-yard line. So we gain a 7. Nice start for this Charger offense in the second half. And they started off the game with a 95-yard touchdown drive. It was capped off by our lone score. That was a 2-yard rushing touchdown by Ethan Noel. Again, 8-0 our score, brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. When time to update your vehicle, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. So second and 3, so a 7-yard carry. Hand off, Ethan Noel kind of bobbled it a little bit, picks it up, gets to the 50, and he is in Centralia territory at the 49-yard line for a gain of 4 and a first down. That's what it's going to take here in the second half, and go back to you, Craig, for some keys for the Centralia defense here in the second half.
You know, definitely getting a better push up front on that defensive line, but I feel like this is a huge drive in order for confidence. I mean, kicking them out of the zone here and making it so your offense, who hasn't really been the greatest tonight, is only in a one-score ball game. I feel like that's huge for them.
Empty backfield from the near side half for Grady Noel. Three receivers set. Man in motion is Connor Kearns. Take it to him. Keeper up the middle. Gets to the 45. He'll turn a leap over a defender. His flag comes in late after the tackle from Henry Heidemann. He was tackled down hard at the 44-yard line for a gain of 5. And it'll be a holding penalty that'll bring it back 10 yards. Fourth penalty of the game. By the way, Charlie has not been penalized.
It is a spot of foul penalty in high school. The flag comes in at the 46-yard line, so they'll back him up to the opposing 46-yard line.
And, you know, those holding penalties can be an absolute drive killer. I mean, sets them back quite a bit, and so far, I mean, you might have to throw the ball here.
It'll be first and 16 from now their own 44-yard line with 10:20 left to go in this third quarter. No option, left side, keeper, it's tripped up and it's taken down at the 45-yard line by Brody Grossnickel, the senior. Leads the team in tackles at 94 of them heading into this game. It's a gain of just two. The second down and 14 now.
Second down and 15.
Substitutions coming in. Will Elias checking into the ball game for the Chargers. He's been solid on special teams and on defense as well for JCN. They work from the near side hash once again on the second down and 14 from their own 46. And he'll hand it off to him. Elias, far side, gets outside a couple defenders to midfield to the 45 and taken down. So he's third and medium, but a nice pickup for Will Elias. As his first touch of the game.
Good gain on the play for the Chargers. It'll be
gain of 11.
And 5 to go.
Our math was right on that one. So third down and 5. They're backed up to a second and 16. And I don't think my math is right on that one. Have to check that. And here's a run to the right side on a third and 5, and nothing doing for Grady Knoll. And it'll be fourth down and medium. Here's Brett Heidemann with the tackle for the Panthers. And with a fourth and 5, they're going to go ahead and punt this away. It'll be Elias booting it away, and Matt Becker will now go from the near side to retreat to punt this one away. There's the boots. They go past the 20. First bounce about the 17 and rolls inside the 10 and down at about the 8-yard line. And that is where Centralia will get their first possession of the third quarter. And Craig, going back to you. So Centralia's offense, not great in the first half. What do they have to do to turn things around?
I definitely think the key is, you know, continue getting Maverick back at the ball. He's been tearing it up on the offensive side of the ball, but also I like them throwing the ball a little bit more. You know, you had some opportunities for some big plays there. They had that tight end wide open across the middle that was just ended up being a drop. But I kind of like, don't be run heavy. Don't be one-dimensional. Open up your playbook and make something happen.
Time formation on first and 10 with Duke Timmel split out wide to the far side. This will be a QB keeper trying some misdirection and a solid gain for Jacob Flaney. Definitely his longest run of the game. It'll be for about 4.
Brought down by Ethan Knowles.
Make it 2nd and 6. Actually, they'll give him 5. So 2nd and 5. His longest carry prior to that one was a gain of just 3. Been tough sledding offensively for Centralia today. Averaging just 5 yards per carry. Wait, that's this half, sorry. 3.1 yards per carry in the first half. And this is misdirection, a direct snap up the middle, and getting maybe 1 yard on that run. So we see that finally coming out of that pile is Brody Grossnickel. That is his first carry of the half and 2nd of the game. So make it 3rd and 4. Chargers, once again, not being fooled by the misdirection. They've done a solid job picking that up. And again, the defensive line has been so solid for this Chargers defense. Can't say the same thing for the NFL team with the same name.
Yeah, their defense has been a little lackluster to start the year.
Yeah, the past decade and a half.
Well,
here we go, 3rd and 4. It'll be a quick throw, bubble screen, and that will be caught, but taken down immediately is Reese Tanking for a gain of maybe 1.
To Reese Tanking from Jacob
Redwell.
Tackle made by Will Elias.
By Will Elias. Again, he has been flying all over the field. They'll give him 2 on that play. So 4th and 4. So we will
we'll see what they do. Again, it's just 4th and 2, but, man, at their own 16-yard line, do you even think about going for this? Like, they will not. They're going to have Matt Becker punt this one away. Nobody back. Feet to return. They're going to have them all up now. Just last second, Connor Kearns is going to retreat to return this punt. Going to his left, they'll be caught at the 49-yard line and makes one man miss, gets the 45 and tackled out of bounds at the 43-yard line. Solid return, and coming down on the coverage was Deegan Ronnebaum, the freshman. He almost was able to make the tackle, but just didn't quite have to beat on the speedy senior. So after a three and out, JCN, very good field position. They are in Panther territory. Again, at the 43-yard line. That first drive for Jefferson County North, they had an 11-yard run from Will Elias, but it was on a second down and 16, so they were stopped short. They got one first down, and that was it. The first and 10 for the Chargers. Hand off. Ethan Knoll, left side, and tackled around the ankles. Once again, Brody Grossnickel, he has been all over the field as well. Exactly what you would expect from their leading tackler. It's a gain of 2. Second carry of the half for Ethan. 9 carries, 77 yards, has been the most efficient ball carrier out of anybody tonight. And they'll actually only give him just one on that play, so make it 2nd and 9. From the 42-yard line, both Kearns and the 2 Knowles are in the backfield. Nobody split out wide. Seaver on the end of the line of scrimmage on the near side. Takes the handoff, looking to throw over the middle. It's tipped up and incomplete. Fantastic coverage by Matt Becker, looking for Calvin Manville, the senior over the middle. Read beautifully, gets the PBU. And he has 2 pick sixes on the year and 5 interceptions, almost had a 6 there. Still without a completion is Grady Knoll, the senior quarterback for Jefferson County North, and it is 3rd down and 9 from the 42-yard line of Centralia with 5:16 left to go in this third quarter. This quarter has been flying by, and still 8-0 Jefferson County North, and your score is brought to you by Full House Auto House in Fairview. Empty backfield, drop back to pass, looking near side, pump fakes, throws near side, that's going to be tipped and incomplete, should have been intercepted by Reese Tanking, but it's through his hands, looking for Connor Kearns, and it will be 4th down and 9. So, if you're Jefferson County North, do you consider maybe going for it? It looks like they won't, but, I mean, with how good Jefferson County North's defense has been doing, do you trust their defense in the fact that, hey, if you go for it, we get it, great, we can keep pushing it. If you don't, our defense has been able to stop it. And this is not a good punt at all, as this will be out of bounds near the 30-yard line. This is going to be a good spot, though, for the officials, and they'll walk it up. Look to the 33-yard line. Looks like it might have even been closer to the 35-yard line, or should it be spotted at. But either way, a good field position for Centralia.
Punt was almost blocked there, it looked like, as they sent a guy out there last minute, as nearly was able to get the block off there.
Well, what I was trying to say earlier that I didn't say very well is that, I mean, if you're Jefferson County North, you go for it, great, you keep moving. If you don't get it, defense has been playing really well. Their field position is solid, but again, Centralia has had good field position. They haven't been able to capitalize on that. So I'm just trying to play a little bit devil's advocate, but 4th and 9, they decided to punt it. And either way, decent field position, because that was not a very good punt that time by Will Elias. So again, the 33-yard line is where Centralia will start this drive at. Their own 33, and with 5:05 left to go in the third. First play from scrimmage is a handoff. Matt Becker going to bounce to the outside, and he's going to be taken down. Nice lasso that time. That was Ethan Knoll on the tackle. First carry and first touch of the half from Matt Becker. And it goes for just 2. 2nd and 8.
You know, I'm gonna mention it again, but I really do think Centralia needs to open up their playbook a little bit more. Give them something to bring them life back into this ballgame.
Haven't had really time to here in the second half. That's just their 4th play from scrimmage here in this half. Here's a fake handoff keeper. Jacob Plenty runs it up the middle to the 37-yard line. So a gain of just 2 once again. The gains of 5, 2, 2, 1, and 2 so far from Centralia to start this second half. And that is not going to win you a football game when you're trailing by one possession. This is a Chargers defense that coming into tonight pretty sturdy statistics. As here's a run to the right side by Mav Becker, and he's tripped up a couple yards shy of the line to gain, giving up just 12.1 yards per game coming into the contest. And after a gain of two, this will be a gain of three from Mav Becker. They're going to come out and measure this one. Have the chain gang come all the way from the far side to the near side and cross the...
Bring on the famous chain gang here, Centralia.
The famous chain gang being alluded to. Been doing it for a while as... Here we go. Here is being put down, and they're going to give him the first down. Wow.
First down.
That is a pretty generous spot, I feel.
I definitely feel the same way. I think they gave him maybe an extra yard, a yard and a half there, but sure, Centralia will take that.
Yeah, so instead of a gain of three, it's a gain of five. So it's his second carry of the half. He's got 48 yards on the night, 3:45 and counting now left to go in this third quarter. Big handoff, drop back to pass, is Fleming immediately under pressure. Three guys chasing him, throw near side. That's through the hands and incomplete again. The Centralia receivers doing it plenty no favors through the hands of Brody Grossnickel, the intended receiver.
And I feel like another huge part in this offense when it comes to throwing the ball for this Centralia team is Brody's had no time to throw the ball. I mean, he can't get comfortable in that pocket. He's rolling out right every single time, and I feel like that's definitely affecting his ability to get the receiver open.
On both sides of the line of scrimmage, the Chargers have been winning the line of scrimmage. That in a game where, or in the type of game that Centralia plays, they bank on winning that every single night, but this has not been manifesting here tonight. Here is a keeper, Flinney, on the read option, and he is hit and taken down hard. As he's hit and taken down by Elijah Huff for a gain of maybe a half yard. Don't give him a full yard on that one.
Third and nine
from the Centralia 44-yard line. Got to get across midfield for a first down. They got a ways to do it. We'll see if they maybe try for just a medium gain here to give themselves a shorter position on fourth down. Again, I feel like these teams could be more aggressive on fourth down with how good their defenses have been playing. Becker in the backfield. They'll fake it to him on a handoff, looking to throw, dropping back, and they're not rushing him. Instead, a dump off underneath, and that's going to be a throw and completion and a loss on the play as a result. We'll dump off to Matt Becker, and it will be a loss of two. That makes it 4th and 11.
That JNC defense had that screen pass sniffed out from the minute that ball was snapped.
And as I mentioned, they could have probably rushed him and got some more pressure on Flinney, but instead they decided to have their pass rushers drop back. That was kind of, I've never seen that before. That was very interesting. They had, I think it was Elijah Huff, he broke through. Then I also want to say that was Zachary Toole as well. They've been doing some hard work up front for this JCN Chargers line on both sides of the ball that has been dominant up front all night long. So it's 4th and 11 coming up with 2:18 to go in the third quarter. So now I think after a 2-yard loss, I think you do kind of have to punt it. Because, I mean, if you get from 3rd and 9 to maybe 4th and 5 or 4th and 4, even 4th and 6, it's more manageable. But 4th and 11 seems like, especially in a game where they only have two plays that have gone longer than 11 yards, and those were both in the first drive of the game, it seems kind of unrealistic.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think you pump the ball away here, and your defense has done a phenomenal job in this second half, so why not just keep relying on them?
It's all about winning the line of scrimmage, and Centralia has not been able to do that, but it's also been about trying to win the field position, and I feel like if Centralia, if they punt it, and they get a three and out, and if they get a really good punt here from Matt Becker, they can continue to keep pushing it up the field with their defense as well. They get one or two first downs, punt it away, get a three and out, and they continue to get further. I mean, just it's the little things in a game like this where it's 8-0.
Yeah, 100%. Football is always going to be a game of inches, and if that's how they have to get it done, that's what they will do.
So, indeed, they are going to punt it away. Becker trying to get a good leg on this one. He does get all of this one. He gets First bounce at the 28-yard line rolls, and dove on the 26-yard line. I don't know if Mason Stellbomber needed to dive on that, but he does. Does the most. And again, it'll be from the Jefferson County North 26-yard line with 2:09 left to go in the third quarter. So again, the Chargers are best friends of that clock.
Definitely, definitely. And I feel like that was a huge thing coming out of halftime, is their coach probably said, hey, we need to dominate the time of possession, and we need to milk as much clock as we can.
Only 9 plays from scrimmage here in the second half versus Australia. And none of them have gone for longer than 5 yards. And Jefferson County North has done it all without completing a pass. So pretty impressive stuff for both the Noel brothers and Connor Kearns and Will Elias and everybody that's been touching the ball. Here's a run left side. Ethan Noel breaks the tackle. Gets the 39. That's where he's taken down. Thrown down by Reese Tanking. Solid gain of 8.
First down, Chargers.
Oh, wow, that's a... Oh, my bad. 27 to the 39, so that will be a 12-yard game. There was not mathing there. Move the chains. So they said they started from the 27, not the 26, but they get to the 39. So that is the longest play of the half right there. 12-yard carry from Ethan Noel. Grady Noel will take the snap here. 2 receivers to the far side. Hand off once again to Noel. Up the middle. Has a hole. And he gets to the 44-yard line for a gain of 5. And he'll take those 4 or 5-yard gains all night long in the second half for JCN.
5-yard gain. Second down.
Yeah, you definitely will. The one thing I will notice is that they love to throw out of that 3 receivers to the right formation, yet if they motion that tight end from the right side of the field to the left or line up with that tight end on the left side of the field, more than likely they will run that football.
So Ethan Noel is actually going to come out for this play. Looks like maybe a little bit of a limp, not much, but it's coming off for this play. As Connor Kearns is in, he'll be in the slot on the near side. 2 receivers to the near, 3 to the far. He'll go in motion, Connor Kearns does. Take it to him, keeper. Grady Noel, left side run, 50. And take it down at the Centralia 48-yard line. That'll be a gain of 8, and that'll move the chains.
Chargers with
the first down. So into Centralia territory on another nice run from Grady Noel. That is his 13th of the game. That is for 72 yards. Ethan Noel has 11 carries for 93. He leads the team in yardage. And he is back in the game, is Ethan Noel, after sending out that last play. Kearns will be in the slot on the far side. Put out wide is Eli Weiser. Takes the snap, hand it off. Ethan Noel gets to the 45 and met by 4 or 5 Panthers at the 43-yard line for a gain of 5. And that will end the third quarter. So 8-0 is still our score, and we'll go to the fourth. Just 12 minutes left in this one. JCN with the lead and the ball. They are moving. Here on your
This is Shelton Jones Pharmacy. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of... This is Shelton Jones Pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmaltzley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
KMZA.
Back here in Centralia, where Jefferson County North leads the Panthers 8-0. Still our score as we enter the fourth quarter. Get some scores to you here in just a bit, as Jefferson County North has the ball at the Centralia 43-yard line. Second and 5 coming up, and a whistle. Now, it came from the Nearside official. And I think we had a wardrobe malfunction of some sort from Eli Weiser.
Official timeout.
Didn't have a mouthpiece, I think is what I heard. So as a result, the substitution will bring Will Elias into the game. The work from the far side hash, and now we are ready to go. Again, second and five. It'll be a keeper, right side, and hit before the line to gain. Take it down to the 40-yard line for a gain of three for Grady Knoll.
Grady Knoll, look at
your... Let's go take a look at those scores. Valley Heights up 38-12 on Sedgwick. 9:48 to go in the third is the latest update we have there. Atchison up 22-7 on Eudora. That was at the half. Wellsville up 14-13. Or Holton up on Wellsville, 14-13. Wellsville scored a touchdown but missed the PAT. That being in Class 3A. So back here in this one, here we go. A third down, two to go. From the 40-yard line, need to get to 38. Curse in motion. Keeper, Noel up the middle. He's got the first down and more. Gets to the 35. And falls forward to the 34-yard line for a gain of six. Grady Knoll getting it done yet again with his legs. It's first down Chargers.
First and 10 Chargers. On the Panthers, 35.
So they are continuing to move the ball as they will try to possibly get their second score of the game. And in a game like this, it almost feels like it's out of hand.
Yeah, I mean, definitely in a situation like this, the clock is your best friend if you're a JCN fan.
Another keeper, left side, Noel bouncing, making a man miss, gets hit, and taken down near the 30-yard line, and I think they will give him the 30, so a gain of 5. Actually, no, they'll say it at 4 yards, but they won't quite give him the 30-yard line. We've taken down the 31, so second and 6. Continuing to push the rock, Ethan Grady Knoll combined for 28 carries for 187 yards. And as a whole, that's 210 yards on the ground, with all their offenses come on the ground, and 6.6 yards per tote. Hand off to Connor Kearns. He's hit and taken down. Nice tackle at the line of scrimmage that time by Colton Slater, the senior linebacker. And a gain of just one for Connor Kearns. That is his first carry of the second half. And goes for just one. So third down and 5, 9:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Again, 8-0 Jefferson County North leading Centralia. And that score update is brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. Centralia needing a stop here. Would love to get to give up as few yards as possible to not give them an opportunity to go for it on fourth down. Noel takes a snap. Keeper, left side. And near the first down marker, diving ahead. Did he get the sticks? He's close. Very close to the line to gain, depending on the spot. Either way, if it's fourth down, I think you have to go for it. And they will go ahead and measure this one as well. A third and 5, a run to the left side for Grady Knoll. And it is very close. That is Knoll's 8th carry of the half. And what are they going to say? It is inches. And the inchesiest of inches. It's going to be marked short of. So it'll be fourth down, or are they going to respot it? There looks like they're going to respot it. Yeah, okay, so they just moved it to the far side hash. Okay, so it is going to be fourth and practically millimeters. So it'll be a 4-yard run for Grady Knoll. And you take a look at the chain gang on the far side. I mean, they are just right next to each other. And, of course, smart idea to go for it, but Knoll is going to go from the gun. It's worked all night, though.
We've seen this formation. They usually keep it with the quarterback all night.
See if they do that again. It will be a keeper. Running right side. He's got the first down and more. He gets near the red zone to the 21-yard line, a gain of 4 when he needed just needed to fall forward, basically. He'll actually give him the 20-yard line, so a gain of 5.
First and 10.
He's approaching the century mark. Both Knowles are. The first and 10 from the 20-yard line as they are in the red zone. Handoff left side for Ethan Knoll, and he's got another medium-sized gain.
Ethan Knoll with the carry, tackle made by number 6, Grady.
Grady Becker, the sophomore safety, making that tackle. He's having a heck of a year. Gain of 3, not quite as much as I thought it was. And that carry puts him over 100 yards, 13 for 101 on the day for Ethan Knoll. Make it 2nd and 7. And if it's, there's two things that sports fans love. It's winning and round numbers. Whenever those round numbers are achieved, got to point them out. 2nd and 7. Kearns goes in motion, takes the handoff, runs middle, bounces, and slips before getting tackled by Quentin Altifer. It's in the gain of a few, making it 3rd down and manageable. See where they officially spot it. That play started from the 17-yard line. Looks like maybe the 14 is where he's spotted. So gain of 3.
Yeah. 3rd down and 4.
Another 3rd and medium. And the Chargers once again keep pushing the rock as there's just 7.5 left to go in this ball game. Somebody's got to say it, so I will. Big time 3rd down coming up here. Grady Knoll, keeper, left side. Breaking tackler, Sives, he's close once again to the line to gain. And are they going to need the chain gang? Once again, it is close. From the 14-yard line, needing the 10. And they are going to measure this one again. The 3rd time he's had to measure here in the 2nd half. Don't have to go far for it, though. It's from the far side to the far side.
Looks
and
like that'll be short.
Again, very short. As you said, Cray, just barely short on the keeper from Grady Knoll. That puts him at 100 yards on the day. 20 for 100.
That does, but I'm curious to see what they do here. You know, the last couple of times when it's been short like this, they come out in that stack formation and just ran it straight up the gut with the quarterback. If you see that here again, you kind of have to make an adjustment in my eyes. You kind of just got to send everyone and hope for the best.
Here we go, 4th and inches from the 10.5-yard line, needing the 10. Grady and Ethan Knoll in the backfield. Grady takes a snap, handoff, Ethan plows forward, and looks like he's got it.
Ethan
just barely. And 1st down and goal for the Chargers, trying to finish off this ball game.
First down, Charger.
Talk about a long, methodical drive here. I mean, the Chargers are doing such a great job of using all 4 downs to their advantage and using up as much time in this game as they can.
So a gain of 1 gets them at 1st and goal from the 9.5-yard line. Trying to go perfect 2 for 2 from the red zone. Of course, last time they were there was an Ethan Knoll 2-yard rushing touchdown with 5:05 to go in the first quarter, our lone score of the ball game. Takes a snap, handoff, left side, Ethan Knoll, breaks through to secondary, and he is in for the touchdown for the Jefferson County North Chargers, and it is 14-0.
Touchdown,
Charger. 10-yard rushing touchdown for Ethan Knoll, his 2nd of the day. And you hate to say that that's the ball game, but it certainly feels like it. And they will go for 2.
There have been crazier things to happen in high school football. I don't want to consider them out of this just yet, especially with how dominant the Centralia football team has been all year, but definitely going to be a hard thing to come back from.
Just a large uphill climb for Centralia. Here's a run up the middle for Grady Knoll, and he is in there for the 2. 16-0, JCN. 6:26 left to go in the 4th quarter. Let's step aside for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hein and True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinandtruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Hein and True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
November is American Diabetes Month and time to communicate the seriousness of diabetes and the importance of diabetes prevention and control. Nearly 30 million children and adults in the United States have diabetes. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital has a Healthy Living with Diabetes education program for our community. If you want more information about our diabetes education program or the support group, contact Leah Heinen or Becky Barkowski at 785-336-6181. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
16-0. Jefferson County North leads here in Centralia thanks to another Ethan Knoll touchdown. This one from 10 yards out. They converted twice on 4th and inches on a long, methodical drive that killed a lot of clock. 6:26 left to go here in this one. Jared Sluppy alongside Cray Schilling. And like Cray said earlier, this one not over just yet. Here's the kickoff. Returned at the 20-yard line by Matt Becker, and a solid kickoff return across the 35 and the 36-yard line. But again, Australia on multiple occasions has had good field position. They have been able to capitalize. And by the way, this is kind of an interesting stat. So Centralia here in the second half, they've only ran 9 plays from scrimmage. That is exactly what we talked about going into the half. Time is in your favor. Just hold on to the ball. Let the clock wind down. This is just the third drive of the second half for Centralia. Plenty hands it off. Left side for Reese Tanking. And he'll be taken down by Grant Furman, the senior. Reese taking with his second touch of the day. It'll be a gain of 3.
3 yard gain, second and 7.
As they rush to get back to the line of scrimmage. Plenty in the gun. Tanking back in the game. Becker's in the slot on the far side, third of the near side. That's going to be caught by Timmel at the 45-50. And take it down at the 46-yard line of Jefferson County North. Gain of 14. After a drop from Timmel earlier in the game, love to see that for him. They're now moving the ball quickly. Back in the gun. With 5:45 left to go, rolling to his right. Flenny, under pressure, throws on the run. That ball is going to be dove and caught. Or with a drop. No, incomplete. Good diving attempt there by Matt Becker, but falls to the grass, and it makes it 2nd and 10. Jacob Flenny on the day over the air. He's 5 for 16 for 26 yards and an interception. An interception resulted in a fumble on the same play by Jefferson County North. It was picked up by Quinn Aldifer. And they got the ball at the 25-yard line. Final possession of the first half, but they were unable to convert that into any points, obviously, because it's 16-0 in favor of Jefferson County North as your scores brought to you by Old House, Auto House, and Fairview. Clock stopped, 5:39 left to go. Empty backfield. Flenny throwing over the middle. That ball is going to be caught by Aldifer at the 35. And that's where he'll be taken down for a gain of 11. Third reception on the day for the freshman. He has 23 receiving yards. Yeah, it's just one carry. It's just very odd for him considering how much of a workload he's been getting this season. Quick throw, far side, and that one a little bit too tall for Reese Tanking, and it was kind of underthrown. Well, not underthrown, but it was thrown to the far side of the field, and that allowed Will Elias to come up and possibly break that one up. He didn't really break it up, but he ran in front of Tanking, kind of threw him off a little bit, stepped in front of it. So for that split second, he was unable to see the football, and sometimes that's just enough. So it's 2nd and 10 from, again, the Jefferson County North 35-yard line.
And I love what Centralia is doing here. I mean, they look like a completely different team. They look more comfortable throwing the football so far on this drive, but I wonder if that's just them fighting for anything they can get here.
JCN being more conservative with their defensive play calling as well, as Flenny steps up in the pocket and runs forward to the 29-yard line for a gain of 6. That is their longest running play of this second half.
7-yard gain.
And his longest of the game as well. So it's 3rd and 4. Clock continues to run, but there's still 5 minutes left to go. But with the way JCN's running their offense, they got to score quickly. Drops back to pass. Looking near side, slipping a little bit. Now rolling. He's going to step up, and he's going to be taken out of bounds near the 25-yard line, close to the first down marker. We'll see where the spot is. They'll say they will give him the 25, so that, in theory, should be enough for the first down. It will be. So a gain of 6 and a gain of 4 for Flinney. And that will get them to the 25-yard line, which is the best field position that Centralia has had all day. They have not been inside the red zone yet today. In the first half, Centralia turned it over on downs 3 times. Tanking is immediately to Flinney's left, who is in the gun. 2 receivers to the far side, 1 to the near. Looking to throw once again to the left side. He's going to be hit. He loses the football, but they get it back. And it will be 2nd down and long after the fumble recovery by Mason Stahlbaumer, the junior center. So that'll make it 2nd and 17 after the 7-yard loss. Thump fake, and he's going to be taken down for a sack. Grant Furman with the first sack of the day for Jefferson County North, all the way back to the 40-yard line, and there's a flag on the play. You will see what this is, but this is a huge call right here. Wait for the call. Officials are converging near the hash mark where the football has been downed. Flag rests at the 36-yard line. It'll be a face mask against Jefferson County North. So that's going to be an automatic first down. That is a huge penalty. 5th penalty of the game, 2nd of the half.
Especially backed up as much as you are right there to get an automatic first down is huge in this situation. And that will continue to give Centralia life here. I mean, they're knocking on the door. Here they are for the first time all night. And this is what you need to see if you're a Centralia fan.
15-yard penalty.
So it's not an automatic first down. It's not an automatic first down. I guess not. You need to check out my rule book on that. It's 2nd and 9. Wow. Dropping back to pass, Flinney. Here's a little dump off. It's tipped up and incomplete. Tried to dump off pass. He was immediately under duress, and it is incomplete. So makes it 3rd down and 9. They're at the 40-yard line of JCN with 4:12 to go.
So if you're Centralia in this situation, do you kind of go with like a quick little pass over the middle, make it, you know, 4th and a little more manageable, or you try to get it all right here in this play?
They've been able to get a lot of success on quick passes. I think that's what you do right here if you're the Panthers. Funny, takes a snap. Looking over the middle. Fires far side to Becker. Got him in stride. He's got the first down, making him a miss here. The 10 and tackled out of bounds around the 12-yard line. And now move the sticks. They'll continue to work quickly.
What a ball there by Salenti, just able to hit him in stride and get him out there on the corner where he uses that speed to break away there.
So they're at the 13-yard line, a gain of 11. 2nd reception of the game for Matt Becker. The last one is a 2-yard loss. Looking to throw near side. Rolling, throwing near side. Intended for Becker, tipped up and incomplete. Tipped up by Cameron Siever. Siever, a dangerous pass. Siever mentioned had that interception earlier.
Broken up by Cameron.
That makes it 2nd down and 10. Flinney now 7 for 21, 48 yards, and that lone interception back in the first half. And it's a really tough throw going from the far side to the near side into double coverage.
And I'll tell you what, I will give a lot of credit to Flinty. You would not be able to tell that this guy has a torn ACL the way he's moving.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Got to give him credit for sure. Unbelievable what he's doing here tonight and throughout the season. Becker goes in motion. Take the pitch to him. Steps up in the pocket. Gets hit by his own lineman. And a nice one-on-one tackle and then diving on top of him afterwards to try to maybe chew off a couple of seconds. As a tackle made from JCN, that was Carson McAfee. So a loss of 1 for Jacob Flinney. Looking to throw on 3rd and 11, throwing far side. Got a man there. That is going to be through his hands and incomplete. That should have been a touchdown. Incomplete through the arms of Reese Tanking, and that would have been thick. Oh, my goodness.
What a beautiful ball.
That is a
ball.
Tough one for Centralia for sure. That was a nice route that he ran. He cut back to the far side from going to running around down the seam. Lenny put it on the money, and it was just through his hands, and it's 4th and 11.
Threw that ball right as he broke there, and he had the space, man. I'm just so surprised that he was not able to haul that one in.
So this is it. This is likely your ball game with 3:27 left to go. 16-0 JCN with the lead on Centralia. From the 13-yard line, Flinney stepping up in the pocket, trying to run for it from 4th and 11, trying to get to the outside, and he is not even get close. And it'll be a turnover on downs. JCN, bend but don't break defense, and the Chargers are going to get the ball back.
And short of the sticks, it'll be Charger ball.
Gain of 4 on that play. They get to the 9-yard line, and that is where the Chargers will take over. And this will be their 4th drive of the second half. That 3rd drive that they had ate a ton of clock. They worked all the way down the field and capped it off with an Ethan Knoll 10-yard rushing touchdown with 6:26 left to go in the 4th quarter to put them up 16-0.
We get flagged.
Now, if you're the defense here, nothing matters more than getting the ball back. Allow as many yards as you can. You go for that football, and you make sure you recover it when it gets on the ground.
You can sacrifice a few extra yards if you just try to punch that ball out. Keeper left side for Grady Knoll. He'll get a couple. And timeout's going to be called by Centralia, so we'll step aside as well. 16-0 JCN, 30-second break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2760.
Kansaland Radio.
16-0. Jefferson County North leading Centralia on the road. 3:11 to play. And JCN has the ball at their own 13-yard line after a gain of 3. And got a final, our first final of the night from 11-man. And Holton survive and advance. They defeat undefeated Wellsville 21-13. So they are on to the sectionals. So congratulations to the Wildcats. We'll talk some of that, one of the implications of that, in the Community National Bank High School Football Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz coming up next after this. So be sure to stay tuned for that. We'll be doing more of those as the postseason progresses. Keeper Grady Knoll left side. Falls forward for a couple more. Makes it 3rd and manageable. Looks like about the 16-yard line for a game. Maybe 3 more. Carry number 22 of the ball game for Grady. And another timeout is called. 106 is the yardage for Grady Knoll. 112 the yardage for Ethan Knoll. They have really been the X factor for JCN here tonight.
Yeah, they definitely have. I mean, both of them going over 100 yards. You love to see that as they've been all of this offense for JCN in this ball game.
Take a look at some of the stats here. I mean, JCN carrying the ball 5.9 yards per rush. That is their 42nd carry of the game for 247 yards. They have not completed a single pass here tonight. And in the second half, why would they try to attempt a pass, considering they've just been continuing to milk that clock? Couple penalties for JCN, and thankfully for them, it hasn't cost them, because Centralia, they have not committed a single penalty here tonight. Here coming up, it'll be 3rd and 3. They gave Knoll a 4th yard, so it'll be 3rd and 3 from their own 16-yard line. A big-time 3rd down coming up here for this Centralia defense with 3:03 to play. One timeout left for the Panthers. Needing a stop here. Hand off Ethan Knoll. He makes one man miss. Diving forward, and it's close. Did he get it? Very close to the line to gain, I think. Well, I'm not going to make any assumptions. It's close. I don't know. He didn't get it.
Quinn Oliver with the tackle.
A gain of two. And it'll be fourth down. So that'll force Jefferson County North to punt it here, most likely. I don't think he would go for it now.
If I'm the head coach for JCN, I'm going for the ball game right here. I'm going to win it. The
really?
Way my defense has been playing, I'm going to go for this, and I'm going to win the game on this because they would still need an onside kick to have a chance in this game, so why not just gamble it right here?
Yeah, they haven't broke formation yet or the huddle yet. Fourth and short, maybe half yard, not quite as short as the ones that they converted on their last drive. It's coming down to the end of the play clock. I think they're probably going to call a timeout here and talk it over. And that is what they will do. 16-0 Jefferson County North over Centralia. Let's step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
KMZA.
Back here in Centralia, a couple of final scores to report. A heartbreaking one. Jackson Heights had a 6-0 lead for a long time. St. Mary's came back. They won that game 14-6. So, unfortunately, for the second straight year, the Cobras fall at the hands of the Bears. Valley Heights is on to the next round. They defeat Sedgwick. Or actually, no, it's not over. Fourth quarter, 46-28. Mustangs looking good there. And Frankfort, they destroy Galvis, 66-28 via the mercy rule. Who would have thought? And by the way, back here in this one, Jefferson County North is going to go ahead and punt it. They're going to try to go for a block. And close to it was Brody Grossnickel coming down the middle. Nice running start from Matt Becker. Gets to the 35-30 and taken down right at the 30-yard line. That is where the Panthers will get the ball with about 53 left, but still down 16-0 with the offense. Haven't been able to get any points. Seems like still a long ways to go for the Panthers.
It definitely does, and you're going to need the help of an onside kick here, but I don't want to count them out of this game yet.
We have a penalty on the play, I think, against Centralia? Yeah, there's a flag in the play, so. Roughing the punter is what I'm being told here in the booth. So that's an automatic first down, and that gives the Chargers the ball back. Wow. Oh, my goodness. So the first penalty of the game for the Panthers, and it is a costly one. That's almost seems like the final blow as the clock will wind down. Centralia, I believe, only has one timeout left. 1:37 and counting left. Hand off Ethan Knoll, far side. Driving his legs forward for a solid game, about six. Colt Slater with the tackle on that one. That will be a gain of six for Ethan Knoll.
Second down and four.
120 yards now on his day. What a game for Ethan Knoll. 17 carries, 120 yards, two touchdowns. He has been this team's workhorse back. I mean, Grady Knoll got to throw him some love as well. 22 carries for 107 yards. And with that, Grady Knoll will have a chance to get the 1,000-yard mark over the air and on the ground next week against Olpe because Olpe has advanced. They are on to the next round. And they are going to go ahead and kneel it. And that is going to do it. I think they have to run one more play. So there's still 45 seconds left, but that is going to be it with Jefferson County North shutting out Centralia 16-0. Definitely did not see this in the cards here tonight, but Jefferson County North is moving on to take on Olpe in the sectional round of the playoffs. And what a fun one. We'll wrap this one up here in just a little bit. We're going to stay here and wait for the clock to hit zeros, but we'll have our post-game show coming up next, brought to you by BR Doors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Online at BR Doors Real Estate. Jeffersoncountynorth.com. So once again, your final score, Jefferson County North wins it on the road, 16-0, as the game has just gone final. Let's step aside for a couple minutes, come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Visit your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Don Fate in Holton.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limpool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
It's harvest time, and we know it's important you have what you need to get the job done. We're always here for you at United Bank and Trust. Our Ag Lending Department is ready to help you purchase whatever you need to get the job done this harvest season. All of us here at United Bank and Trust want to wish all the farmers a safe and successful harvest. We appreciate your dedication and continued commitment to farming. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre with a proven track record for consistent performance year after year. Dyna-Gro Seed delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a partner to connect your land with the right seed hybrids and varieties for your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrient Ag Solution or visit DynaGrowSeed.com to learn more. DynaGrow Seed, your home field advantage.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Final score, Jefferson County North. They get the win at Centralia, 16-0. They are on to the next round, most likely to face Olpe. By the way, that Olpe game is not finalized, but it was a couple score lead for Olpe, and up 20-8, I believe, was the score at the time that we last reported. So wrapping this one up here on our post-game show, it's brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best of the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate online at BeOutdoorsRealEstate.com. So, Cray, your thoughts on this one overall?
I mean, I definitely think the X factor in this game was Ethan Knoll. I mean, 17 carries on the ground, 120 yards, and the two touchdowns in this football game. I mean, it can't get a whole lot better than that.
Absolutely. He certainly was a key factor. And continuing that thought with the statistics from this one, Grady Knoll had 22 carries for 107 yards as well. Connor Kearns had 4 for 17. Will Elias had 1 11-yard carry as well. Grady Knoll didn't have any completions. He was 0 for 6, but they didn't really need him to because they got it going on the ground in the second half and continued to milk that clock. As for the Centralia statistics, again, these are all unofficial, so there might be some different ones that you see in the newspaper or hear from other outlets, but these are the ones that we got here. 13 carries for 29 yards for Jacob Flenny. He was 7 for 22 over the air with an interception and 48 passing yards. And on the ground, Maverick Becker, he was 10 for 48 on the ground. He also had 2 catches for 9 yards. Also had Henry Heidemann, 2 carries for 6 yards, 2 carries for 2 yards for Brody Grossnickel, 1 carry for 3 yards for Reese Tanking, and 1 carry for no gain for Quentin Aldifer. As for the receiving stats, Quentin Aldifer had 3 receptions, led the team with 23 yards as well. Duke Timmel had 1 catch for 14 yards, and Reese Tanking had a 2-yard reception as well. As for the overall stats, 255 yards for Jefferson County North compared to just 136 for Centralia. 88 of those were on the ground for the Panthers with 48 over the air. And again, all of the yardage from the Chargers coming on the ground. 44 carries for those 255 yards, averaging 5.8 yards per tote. And they held Centralia to just 3 yards per rush. And in the end, I think another big thing, too, was the fact that Centralia, they only had 3 drives in that second half. They only had 3 drives in that entire second half. And they held them to just 9 plays in the first 2 drives. In that final drive, they were able to kind of get their way down into near to get in. They got into the red zone. They did get into the red zone, but when they needed a stop, they got yet another one in the red zone to turn the Panthers away and get the victory. So once again, 16-0 is the final score with the Chargers moving on to likely play Opie in the next round of the playoffs. Let's go ahead and step aside for a break. We'll come back with some scores around the area, and we'll wrap it up and assign our player of the game as well. We are on our post-game show brought to you by BR Doors Real Estate. Once again, buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate online at BRDoors.com. You're listening to High School Athletics here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
No break, Jerry, no break.
Okay, we're going to go actually, and we'll go ahead and might as well crown our player of the game right now. And Cray, I mean, pretty easy one here tonight to choose, right?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I mean, the only 2 scores of the night came from the same person, along with 120 yards on the ground. It has no doubt in my mind got to be Ethan Knoll.
Absolutely. As our player of the game is brought to you by the Farmer State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services, visit bankwithfarmers.com. Once again, he had 120 yards and 2 rushing touchdowns with those 17 carries. Very efficient overall. Had the 2-yarder in the first quarter and then the final one in the fourth quarter from 10 yards out. And he was just continuously efficient and effective. So was Grady as well. So hard to crown it, but we're going to give it to Ethan. Well, not too hard to crown, just the fact that he got those 2 touchdowns. If it was 1-1, it might be a little bit more difficult. Probably would have had to be given it to both of them. Since he found the end zone twice, we're going to give it to Ethan Knoll. And he is going to be a big factor. Him and then Connor Kearns, I mean, believe it or not, he has, it was kind of shocking to not see him have a whole lot of carries here tonight. He came into tonight with 637 rushing yards, so they went ahead and just had the Knoll brothers do it all. Well, we'll see probably a lot more of him next week in their matchup, likely against Opie. So looking at some of the scores that we got from our area games, Jackson Heights, they fall to St. Mary's 14-13. Axel, they win over Hutchinson at Central Christian 52-6. Frankfort winning at Canton Galva 66-28. And the first one that finalized, Wichita County, they defeated Clifton Clyde 58-12. Holton winning against Wellsville 21-13. The Wildcats are on to the next round in Class 3A, and not a final score, but we have a score from Nemaha Central. They're up 48-13 over Riley County. That score was 7-7 at the end of the first quarter, but the Thunder rolling here as we say here throughout the MSC Sports Radio Network. Marion defeats Smith Center. It's noteworthy for Valley Heights, who is up 46-34, still 9:55 left in that game. There's a lot of time left between Valley Heights and Sedgwick, so that game is not over. 1A West. We have Hanover defeating Lebo 30-14 in what is classified as an upset technically, but Hanover, a very good team this year, just losing early on in the year, losing some very good teams as well. Here we go. Opie adds a 22-yard field goal, so they're now up 23-8 with just 2:02 left. So it's pretty safe to say that Opie is going to be on to the next round. All right, we'll save the rest of those results for our Community National Bank scoreboard show with Jake and Boz. They'll be coming up here in just a few minutes, so be sure to stay tuned right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Once again, our final score here from Centralia, Jefferson County North wins it 16-0 from Jared Sluppy alongside Chris Schilling, Kirk Keelan back in the booth. Thanks for listening, and have a great rest of your night.